This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Joining me on Stockbox today is Louis Coetzee, the Executive Chairman of Katoro Gold. Hi, Louis, how are you?
Good day, Mark. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Yes, well, thank you for coming on and talking to us today on Stockbox. It's just after the Blyvoor Gold Tailings RNS, which was announced yesterday. So you've announced the results of the Comprehensive Competent Persons Report, also referred to as the CPR, which included additional and technical financial work conducted on the Blyvoor Gold Tailings project. Can you give us a high-level overview of the outcome of this CPR and the key takeaway points from the project? Because the RNS states quite a lot in there. So I wonder if you can draw out the key points for us.
Yes, of course. The RNS that we announced or that we released yesterday is quite important. It marks a really important point in terms of the development of the whole project. Now, there was new news in there, but there was also news in there that we knew before. But the most important thing is that this announcement gave us the position where we were able to look at the results, understand exactly what the economic impact or the economic position or status is. But more importantly, we are now able to validate those findings that we originally the CPR produced. We have now been able to validate it. Now, on that point, before I just discuss a little bit more in terms of what those results are, we need to keep in mind that this is an unincorporated joint venture in which we have a certain funding responsibility. For us to meet that funding responsibility, we obviously have to convince the funders of what we're putting in front of them. So we were able to show how robust this project is at every potential level, or whether it's from a commercial point of view, an operational, technical point of view, but we had to validate those results or those findings. That took us a little bit of time. And the results that we in the end came up with, or that we announced yesterday, just again showed how robust this project is. You know, any project with a return on investment of 64%, an internal rate of return of around about 33%, a payback of 2.6 years, that does attract the attention of any potential investor. But what I was particularly pleased with is that part of this process also gave us the opportunity to look at optimization, specifically on the recoveries. And we are now seeing a situation where we could potentially increase recovery from around about 51-52%, as we stated before, to up to 60%. Now, if you do that calculation, that makes a substantial difference to the economics of the project, because the important thing to understand out of that is if we get those recoveries up to 60%, that gain from 52 to 62 goes straight to the bottom line. The whole project was modeled, the whole feasibility investigation, everything that we've done, all the technical work that we've done to date, even the valuation that is part of the CPR was based on a 52% recovery. So that is a massive gain if we are able to realize that recovery of up to 60%.
Okay. I noticed in the RNS there, so the total project resource size is 1.4 million ounces of gold. There's 500,000, half million ounces of gold in the measured category and 368 in the indicated category. And also you've got a life of mine of 25 years. It's fairly long. And also you've got the all-in cost of $1,067 per ounce of gold. So does that mean that the project is profitable from $1,067 and above? Is that right?
Well, exactly. If we use the gold price that we used, we specifically took a very conservative position. Mm. Why would we do that? It's very obvious. The two things that we focused on most in terms of the feasibility work that we've done is on recovery and on gold price, because it's just obvious that those two things are the two things that the project is very sensitive for. So we've made sure that we address these things extensively. And by using the gold price that we've used, We've demonstrated that this project is, even at a very conservative gold price, given the current gold price, very robust and very profitable.
Okay, yes, that makes sense. So it's profitable at 1,067 and above. And of course, today the gold price is just under $1,800 per ounce at about 1,776 at the moment, as I look on my screen there. And you've used, for the financials, you've used a discounted gold price of $1,610 per ounce. So you use this. Why did you use that? Is it in order to give you more confidence in the financials of the project compared to where the gold price is today? Is that right?
Well, as I've said just now, the intention or the reason why we did that is to show or to demonstrate to ourselves, but mostly to our investors and funders, that this project is robust.
Okay.
So even if we are in a situation where we have a gold price that contracts, we are still safe. It's still robust. It still delivers very handsome returns.
Okay.
So the reason why we're using a conservative gold price is to make sure that we account for, say, one of the elements in the project which the project is most sensitive for, being the gold price, in a very responsible manner.
Okay. Okay. So are you pretty happy with this report then?
We are, and there's a couple of reasons why we are. The first thing is that the findings of this report showed to us this report is really robust. We then went ahead and also did further work to validate those results. Those results did not only validate the first findings, it also came back with an additional potential improvement on the overall project in the sense of the potential of higher recoveries from 52 to 60%, as I've said just now. So from my perspective, yes. And also the fact that we've included in the CPR Samwell valuation report, which did an independent valuation of the work or of the project in terms of the work that we've done. And that also stated and confirmed or validated the findings of the CPR in terms of economic and commercial values.
Okay. So before I come on to sort of a final point on the joint venture and of course the funding, I just want to sort of put something to bed. There's some chat been going around about the Blyvoor Gold project having some problems with labour unrest, and it's been shut down. But you want to set the record straight. That's nothing to do with you, is that right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we as a tailings project is not affected by that. We are not, we are completely a separate, independent project, standalone, and we're not affected by these matters in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, good. So finally, then the RNS states that the company is currently in the process of finalising a comprehensive funding package in accordance with the Blyvoor joint venture that will allow the construction, commissioning, and operation of a mining and processing facility. So, can you now say with confidence that you are approaching the finish line with the completion of the financing?
Well, what I can say with confidence is that we can now put numbers in front of the various potential or prospective funders and investors that we've been speaking to and talking to consistently throughout this process, and who have shown very strong and keen interest. We can now put figures in front of them that have been properly tested, that have been properly scrutinized and validated, as I said earlier. Now, that puts us in a really strong position to be able to finalize and conclude the funding arrangements that we're busy working on and that we've been working on for quite a while already. We're very positive. We're very upbeat that we are now in the home stretch as far as that is concerned.
Okay.
These things, unfortunately, sorry, Mark, but as just a last thought, these things, unfortunately, it's just the nature of projects like this. This is a fairly large amount of money that people need to invest or part with, and they just always take that little bit longer than what you would hope it would take. And as I've said many times in the past, and I know it's something that people get frustrated with, but the whole COVID-19 situation has not helped in the sense of making things happening quicker. But we are where we are. We have a very robust project. We have very strong funding interest in that project, and we hope that we can now finalize the last bit in terms of securing that funding in terms of this unincorporated joint venture.
Yes, okay. And it's important what you say there. These deals just, they happen when they happen, is my experience. And there's no real, you know, kind of running commentary that one can give on that kind of thing. But yeah, you mentioned there about the costs to complete this, to take this project forward. Is the joint venture really then, is that the next step? Is that the key to moving on with this project and getting it into production?
Well, you know, as we announced when we first announced the transaction way back in January last year, this is a joint venture that we've embarked on, where we have a 50% participating interest on the basis that we are responsible for primarily the funding side of it. And you know, that's exactly what we've done a lot of work over the past year in terms of the development work, in terms of getting the project to where it is now, where we could produce the CPR, show that it's viable, that it's an attractive and solid investment. So the next step for us to now is to proceed, finalize funding, get on with construction and commissioning.
Okay. Well, Louis Coetzee, the executive chairman of Katoro Gold, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me, Mark.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching @StockboxMedia.